So for those of you who are here this week and are like, what is Lizzie talking about? It's been going on for the last 7 weeks. You've missed out on a treat, my friends. We have been doing a sermon series on the one another's. There are loads of passages in the Bible that say something, one another. So we've looked at what those say. We've taken a different one each week. And we've been thinking about our calling as the people of God to be attentive to how we are, to the quality of our relationships, to the depth of our self-awareness and our understanding of ourselves and our relationships in the world. Because I believe, and I believe the scripture tells us, that we will not make loads of disciples by putting on fancy events, but actually we will share the good news of Jesus by who we are and how we are, by our genuine love for one another. That is what we started off with. And we've been exploring each week, how do we love one another? We've covered hospitality, service, teaching and admonishing, choosing not to grumble or slander, forgiveness, encouraging. And today we're thinking about bearing with one another. This one always makes me laugh, because every time I think of bear with, anyone a Miranda fan? Where when her phone goes off, she's like, bear with, it immediately makes me think about that. And there's something about that. Okay, for those who don't do Miranda, there's this very posh woman in Miranda, and when her phone goes off, she'll be mid-conversation, she'll just go, bear with, back. It just makes me think of that. It's actually a great picture for bearing with, because it's such an annoying thing that this woman does. And bearing with is about saying, of all the things we've talked about over the last 7 weeks, none of us are perfect at any of them. None of us have got love sorted. None of us can say we are the perfect servants. We have to bear with one another. We have to trust that we're all on a journey, that none of us have achieved perfection, and that means we have to bear with. Those of you who are in long-term relationships or are going to be making that big commitment going forward will understand. Bearing with is part of those relationships, isn't it? We have to put up with things. We have to see the bigger picture. We have to keep going even when we're finding somebody frustrating or irritating, or we just are not really getting on that well. This is part of loving one another, choosing to see the bigger picture. And the Bible tells us a few times to bear with one another. In Colossians 3, verse 13, it says, bear with each other. And then in Ephesians 4, verse 2, we must forgive and various other things, bearing with one another in love. We do this because God is love. God is love. And God has called us to be together, the church, to be the people of God in love. And that means that we commit to one another. Love would be so easy if everybody was easy and lovable and marvellous, wouldn't it? But we're not. Well, some of us are, at some times, and then other of us, you know, none of us are lovable all of the time. And so today we are acknowledging, as we look back over the last few weeks, we acknowledge that we ourselves are in need of love and grace. We need people to bear with us as we work stuff out, as we journey together. We're on a journey of discipleship, and we need to extend that love and grace to others, because none of us have arrived. And our reading, although it doesn't explicitly say to bear with one another, covers so many different things about what it means to be the family of God, bearing with one another. As Chris mentioned, there's a section that's about difference. This feels like a very real thing to be reflecting on with the church at the moment. Although as I say those words, I'm not sure there's ever been a season in the life of the church where we haven't needed to embrace difference, where it hasn't been tricky. Verses 4 to 8 speak about all these different gifts. And you can read it and think, wonderful, there are loads of different gifts and people use them and that's great. Is it easy? Is it easy to see difference? Is it easy to acknowledge that someone has a gift that you don't have? That's not always the case, is it? Is it easy to let people use their gifts? We have to bear with that, don't we? Because very few people. Think about musicians. You might see the end result. So we think about Chris, plays beautifully for us now, But I imagine that people in your life have had to bear with many a plinky-plonky horrible moment. But there's a gift there. There's a gift, but we have to bear with and nurture that gift. Are we willing to be people who say, I see potential in you, I see a gift, there's something about you, you're not the finished article, but we're going to let you have a go and give you space to nurture the gift of God that is within you. It'd be so boring if the church was full of people who were all identical. How boring would that be? But it does throw up some conflict and some difficulty. It's a point of challenge that we are different. So one of the things I really want you to think about today is, what would you say your gifts are? That might be a really difficult question. Some of us might be bold. I know exactly what I'm gifted at. Others of us might find that quite tricky. And so I want to refer you back to a previous week about encouraging. If you don't know what your gifts are, ask somebody. Is there a space where you're growing and learning and trying something? To be gifted doesn't mean to be perfect. It means that there is perhaps the very beginning seed of something that God might be calling you to have a go at and use. Are we good at bearing with one another as we work out how to use our gifts for the glory of God? Are we able to see one another and celebrate the difference beyond our gifts? See the differences in personality, in preferences? Are we able to see that as something joyful rather than to worry about making sure that there's enough for me? How do we celebrate the difference and make that something joyful? Verses 9 and 10 in our reading today speak about love. We're called to bear with one another in love. It's not bearing with in the kind of intolerable, I will because I've been told to, like the Miranda phone situation where what can you do? It's bearing with one another because we love one another. Verse 9, love must be sincere. Verse 10, be devoted to one another in love. This isn't just about kind of a superficial love. Sincere love, we go right back to week one. Do we know that we have a God of love who loves each of us equally? Do we look at one another and see a beloved child of God? Do we look in the mirror and see ourselves as loved? And from that place of acknowledging the love of God, are we able to love one another sincerely? This is the heart of bearing with one another. It's doing it in sincere love. So cultivate love. What does that look like for you? How do you cultivate love? When I think about when we talk to couples as they prepare to get married, something we often talk about is go on a date night so that you don't forget to talk to each other. I think that principle applies to everyday relationships as well. When we're starting to miscommunicate or get frustrated with someone, how can we press in rather than pushing away so that we make time to be together, to have conversation, to cultivate love? Maybe it takes praying for somebody. If you're finding somebody very difficult, you're finding it hard to bear with them, how can we be so focused in prayer for that person that we see them as Jesus sees them, beloved and precious? What is it about that person? You might want to take time to think, where do I see the work of the Holy Spirit in that person? And then there's a wonderful line in this reading that I think has some incredibly powerful verbs. But if we can get these right, I think our bearing with will be really strong. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. What an amazing description of the church, people who bear with one another in love. Are we joyful people? Are we thankful and hopeful? Are we joyful about what is? We talked about this in the week about grumbling. It's easy to be annoyed about what was and isn't anymore, or what should be and isn't right now. Are we joyful for what we have right now? Do we look around our church and say, I'm delighted with who we are? Are we joyful about where we are? Do we acknowledge the gift of God that is here right now? And yes, we have our eyes on a future. Absolutely, we want to see God's kingdom come, but we can be thankful now and hopeful, eager for what is to come. Are we rooted in the belief of what God has done for us and trusting in what God will do? Are we able as a community to celebrate the big and the little wins? That's why we do the checking in. It's a great opportunity to celebrate the big and the little wins and build one another up. Are we patient? I think this is the one, a joyful tick. I think I can do joyful. Patient, not so good. Patience is about knowing what is to come, knowing the divine calling that God has for us, what the kingdom will look like, accepting that we're on a journey and that we're not there yet. Patience is the persisting. It's being realistic, saying we're committed to journeying together. We're able to see and hold the bigger picture, and it says patient in affliction. It means we don't run when things get tough, either for ourselves or in our community. We're willing to rumble with one another and say, I'm struggling, or this isn't, I don't know what to do about this. Are we patient? And are we faithful? Faithful in prayer. Faithful even when that doesn't feel like the easy thing to do. When we hear that there's a more fabulous community down the road who seem to be much more snazzy than us, are we willing to sound faithful to the calling that God has given us here? And that doesn't mean that we're never called on. Sometimes we are called on. It's checking in that heart. Am I faithful to what God has called me to do? Am I faithful in my journey of discipleship? Am I faithful in praying for my community? Am I dedicated to my relationship with Jesus? Bear with one another, because you're lovely and you're marvellous. And there's so much to be joyful for and celebrate in one another. Bear with one another, because that is what God does with us. God delights in us as we are, but continues to call us on to become more and more Christ-like. Bear with one another, rooted in love, dedicated to real and deep relationships. This is the why of this series. We haven't just been thinking about one another just because it's a good thing to do, and it doesn't mean we stop thinking about it because this is the last week. Keep going, loving one another, serving one another, encouraging one another, and bearing with one another, because as we attend to the who we are, receiving from God, as we attend to the deep work, the prayerful work, and the looking outwards work, we will shine the light of Jesus in this world and see it transformed for his glory. Because how will they know that we are his disciples? It is by the quality of our love. So we must attend to that. If you've missed any of this, go back, look through the deeper dive sheets. You don't have to just do it in this window, because that's when we're doing it as a church. Wrestle with the stuff, because this is how the world will know the deep, life-changing, community-transforming love of Jesus. So I'm going to invite us to pray together. So if you're somebody who feels a bit more comfortable sitting on your own and praying, then that's absolutely fine. I want to invite you to pray for our church and our community really particularly. Maybe share something that's challenged you, think back over the weeks. I want you to invite you to pray for one another as we think about the importance of how we are with one another. So I'm going to kick us off in prayer and then turn to whoever you feel comfortable with. You might want to move, or you might want to just sit and have some quiet time as we bring this community, all of our congregations and our parish. There's no boundaries, whoever you want. Let's bring the church and the world before the Lord. God, your love for us is unimaginably great. And we thank you that you have loved us, that you have filled us with your love, that we might share it, that the world would know that you are Lord. So we bring before you now ourselves, our church, the community we serve. We ask, Lord, that you would change us to be more like Jesus, that we might shine your light in this world. Lord, hear us as we pray. Amen.